Hello everyone and welcome to the Korea Herald podcast. 안녕하세요 여러분. 오늘도 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트에 찾아오신 것을 대단히 환영합니다. Here with us today, our copy editor, Kevin.
Hello, good to be with you.
How are you doing?
Not bad. You know, it's getting warm outside and I've got a vacation coming up in a month or two. And
things what are your plans for the vacation?
Well, I've got about 3 weeks in Egypt.
Wow.
And I'll be diving in the Red Sea for much of that time.
Interesting. Yeah. Have you been to Cairo before?
No, this is the first time. And I just learned scuba diving less than a year ago, and I'm going to spend a week on a boat just diving all day.
That's amazing. Hope you have a beautiful yeah. and safe trip to Egypt.
Send me your tips, everyone, if you have them.
네, 케빈이 곧 이집트에 갈 예정이라고 하네요. 처음 방문한다고 합니다. 여러분들도 이제 다가오는 봄 꼭 멀리 가지 않더라도 벚꽃과 함께 여행 계획들 세우는 시간 되셨으면 좋겠습니다. So today's article is on a recent film. 오늘은 파묘 영화의 흥행 천만 돌파에 관한 기사를 들고 왔습니다. Kevin will read the article for us.
Exuma, first movie this year to attract 10 million moviegoers. A cult flick Exuma on Sunday became the first movie to surpass 10 million in ticket sales this year, having reached the milestone on its 32nd day in theaters, according to Showbox, the film's distributor. The movie is the first to exceed the 10 million mark in ticket sales since 1212 The Day, a historical drama about a military coup in 1979, which achieved the milestone on December 24th. Since its premiere in theaters on February 22nd, Exuma has remained at the top of local box office rankings. As of Sunday, Exuma became the 23rd Korean movie and the first occult movie to attract more than 10 million moviegoers in Korea. Exuma, directed by Jung Jae-hyun, known for Svaha, The Sixth Finger, and The Priest, tells the story of a feng shui expert, an undertaker, and exorcist, who are tasked with the role of relocating a wealthy family's grave in return for a substantial amount of money.
Thank you, Kevin. We've just had a conversation before beginning this podcast. Unfortunately, Kevin has not seen the film yet.
It's already being shown, I think, in something like 130, 150 countries abroad, so very quickly getting global distribution.
Right, right. Have you watched any other films recently?
I saw Past Lives, which is a Korean language movie, but itself is an American movie, right?
Mm-hmm. 다양한 영화들이 나오고 있습니다. 지금 영화 보기에 좋은 계절이면서 또 밖에서 또 날씨도 즐기면서 했으면 좋겠습니다. 첫 번째 문장부터 가볼게요. So occult is a genre.
Right, and you know, flick kind of common term for movie or film. Mm-hmm. Occult is kind of a subgenre, perhaps, of like horror, specifically having to do with the occult or like witchcraft and wizardry or shamanism, you know, kind of the small cult religions.
네, 맞아요. 그래서 witchcraft 아니면 뭐 shamanism 같이 이런 초자연적인 현상을 다루는 영화들을 occult라고 합니다. And flick is a synonym for
films, or movie. It's you know used in a more casual way. Like you wouldn't call a you know very serious film a flick.
네, 그래서 flick이라는 게 movie랑 같은 동의어로 보시면 되겠는데요. 너무 serious한 영화보다는 뭐 조금은 relaxed하게 볼 수 있는 영화들을 flick이라고 합니다. 그래서 여기서는 occult flick 하면 초자연적인 장르의 영화라고 보시면 되겠습니다. Exuma라는 장명을 했어요. 원래 파묘를 영어로 어떻게 할까 하다가 아마 뭐 제작사나 배급사에서 고민해서 결정한 것 같은데요. You have anything to add, Kevin?
Right. So as you said, Exuma is not not a regular English word. I'm not sure if it's in another language. It seems Latin, and maybe that was the intention. But the you know, typical English word exhume is the verb and exhumation is the noun, although that's not used so much. But you would say the body was exhumed or the body was disinterred, you know, as you said, you know, dig up the grave or
So exhume in itself is a verb. 그래서 exhume 하면 뭔가를 파다, 뭔가 캐내다, 발굴하다가 되겠는데요. 오리진이 있겠고 거기서 exhuma라고 조금은 약간 라틴 term 느낌이 나기도 하면서 좀 미스테리스한 어떤 영화 제목으로 따로 만든 것으로 그렇게 해석을 하시면 되겠습니다. So became the first movie to surpass 1,000만을 돌파했다고 하네요. Having reached the milestone on its 32nd day in theaters. 개봉한 지 32일째라고 한답니다. According to Showbox. Showbox, the film's distributor.
Right, yeah. As it implies, this distributor distributes the film. So they're in charge of, you know, trying to sell it into theaters, get it shown into theaters and stuff like that. So, you know, a distributor does not actually make the film, right? They distribute the rights.
Right. The movie is the first to exceed the 10 million mark. 1,000만을 넘는 게 이 무비 이후 처음이다. 12th day라고 했는데 이것도 이제 영작이 된 단어라고 생각하시면 되겠습니다. 원래 영화는 서울의 봄이죠. Which is a historical drama, 역사 드라마라고 하네요, 장르가. About a military coup in 1979. 자, 1979년. 우리나라 군사 쿠데타에 대한 역사 드라마인데 which achieved the milestone on December 24th. 이 마일스톤은 1,000만 관객이 되겠습니다. 12월 24일 날 1,000만 관객을 돌파했다고 합니다. Since its premiere in theaters on February 22nd, 다시 파묘 얘기로 넘어갑니다. Premiere이라는 표현이 나옵니다. We use this not just in cinema, but also in plays or...
Right, yeah. Premiere, important to notice here, with the E on the end, right, is the noun form. And then same as debut. Right.
So 영화의 개봉이나 어떤 연극의 초연, premiere이라고 하는데, pre라고 하면 어떤 최초의, 처음에라는 의미를 담고 있습니다. 개봉을 한 2월 22일부터 파묘는 has remained at the top of local box office rankings. 자, 국내 박스오피스 순위에서 1위를 remain 하고 있다라고 합니다. 네, 넘어갈게요. As of Sunday, 일요일부터 파묘는 became the 23rd Korean movie and the first occult movie to attract more than 10 million moviegoers in Korea. 한국 영화로서는 23번째, 그리고 어컬트 장르 영화 중에서는 최초로 1,000만 명 이상의 관객을 동원했다고 합니다. In this sentence, we can see the verb attract, right? Attractive is an adjective.
Attractive, right, yeah. So attract is the verb, just to draw in this case, basically to sell the tickets, right? To get people to come to the theater.
Mm-hmm. 자, attract 하면 뭔가 마음을 끌다, 이목을 끌다가 되겠습니다. 그리고 moviegoer이라는 말 아주 자주 씁니다.
Yeah, moviegoer, cinema goer.
Cinema goer.
Maybe ticket buyer.
Yeah. 네, 그래서 영화 팬들을 얘기하겠죠. 영화 보러 가는 사람 다 줄여서 합성어로 moviegoer, moviegoers라고 하면 plural form도 되겠습니다.
Right, you can use that construction with a lot of things. You know, just adding goer on the end. We often use it for concert goer.
Concert goer, 맞습니다.
Theater goer, museum goer.
어디든지 뭔가 향하는 사람들, 가는 사람들의 다양하게 붙여서 쓸 수 있다고 하네요. 자, 마지막 문장 갈게요. 파묘, directed by 장재현, tells the story of a feng shui expert. 한자다 보니까 말 그대로 펭슈이 하면 풍수입니다. 풍수 전문가의 이야기라고 하는데요. Comma, an undertaker and exorcists. An undertaker.
Yeah, undertaker is a kind of interesting word because we often use the verb undertake. To undertake a task is basically just to do it. Right? But undertaker, the noun, is completely different. an undertaker... undertakes or does the task of digging a grave, right? So undertaker or, I mean, you can also simply say grave digger.
그래서 undertaker 하면 장의사로 알고 계시면 되겠습니다. Kevin will read the article once again for us. Please, Kevin.
Exhuma, first movie this year to attract 10 million moviegoers. A cult flick Exuma on Sunday became the first movie to surpass 10 million in ticket sales this year, having reached the milestone on its 32nd day in theaters, according to Showbox, the film's distributor. The movie is the first to exceed the 10 million mark in ticket sales since 1212 The Day, a historical drama about a military coup in 1979, which achieved the milestone on December 24th. Since its premiere in theaters on February 22nd, Exuma has remained at the top of local box office rankings. As of Sunday, Exuma became the 23rd Korean movie and the first occult movie to attract more than 10 million moviegoers in Korea. Exuma, directed by Jung Jae-hyun, known for Svaha, the Sixth Finger, and The Priest, tells the story of a feng shui expert, an undertaker, and exorcist who are tasked with the role of relocating a wealthy family's grave in return for a substantial amount of money.
Okay, so this wraps it up for today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and I'll see you in the cinemas.
Welcome to the Korea Herald Podcast. 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드는 여러분과 함께합니다. 혹시 저희 팟캐스트를 들으시면서 직접 콘텐츠를 만들어보고 싶다는 생각 해보신 적 있으신가요? 그렇다면 팟캐스트를 가장 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있는 무료 플랫폼 Spotify for Podcaster를 소개합니다. 핸드폰이나 컴퓨터에서 바로 녹음부터 편집까지 다양한 배경음악과 효과음을 사용해 여러분도 쉽고 빠르게 만드실 수 있습니다. 애플 및 구글 팟캐스트 등 여러 다른 플랫폼에 한 번에 배포하고 관리할 수도 있어요. Spotify for Podcaster 앱을 다운로드 받고 지금 바로 시작해보세요.